I was curious if during the 5 o'clock hour, when we give away the Yankee tickets, can I pick up the phone? Can I be the person to tell them? Or is that something you want
to
do?
No, absolutely. You know what? Let me start off with them just to make sure we got a good connection, all that. Then I will hand the phone off to Evan Roberts.
I feel like Santa. Like, I'm going to be like, yeah, you go to the World Series, baby. How you feeling? I'm going to tell you right now, if you're the winner and you downplay it, we're not going to be good together. I need to hear, like, raw animalistic excitement that you're going to the World Series.
Or you have to break down in tears and cry.
Yes.
So you either have to be that raw animalistic, you're excited, or you have to just lose it emotionally.
Yeah, one way or the other.
Can't be middle of the road here.
My sister and I were
just,
so...
It's just tickets. Are you going to really start crying?
It's tickets to the World Series.
Breaking down and crying?
Yeah, do you know how expensive these things are?
I do, but some people just call on a whim. Oh, I heard that you got to call. Let me try. Hey, pick it up. Oh, I won tickets. Cool. That's awesome.
No, but this is more than
I'm
that.
I'm telling you.
You know what?
It's World Series tickets.
You know
bro?
What else it is too? You have the chance to go to a World Series and see three legendary players play baseball. Can we all agree on that? Judge, Ohtani, Soto. Like in the history books, these are going to be three legendary players. You can't say that every year for a World Series. Like 25, 30 years from now, you could say, you know what? I was at the World Series to see three legends play baseball.
And you never know what you're seeing at a World Series. I was telling you guys the other day, my first World Series game when I was a kid was 96 game one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a blowout, right? The Yankees lost 12-1, and you figure, well, what the hell did you see? I saw a 19-year-old, I think he may have been 18, an 18-year-old Andrew Jones hit two home runs in a World Series game. And little did I know, like, I'd be on the radio saying that guy's a Hall of Famer 2 decades later.
Right.
So sometimes you also don't even know what you're going to see. Besides the obvious, which Lugie's right about, yeah, you're seeing all-time great players. So very cool. And we'll give you another opportunity coming up in the 5 o'clock hour.
What is the right play for a Herman or somebody who might win in the 5 o'clock hour? If you are single and wooing a future bride-to-be or husband-to-be, but they're not into baseball, do you have to take them to the World Series? You have to find somebody that loves the game?
Absolutely not. No, you find a game lover. You don't take someone. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, it is kind of, it could bring you closer.
You're also wasting it. And there's too much risk of a waste.
I knew I was going to tee Evan up for this.
Nah, I'm just being honest.
A waste.
With you. Yeah,
how's
you can't
that a waste
because you don't even know if that person, you know, is going to be the one.
But it's the experience.
Why are you so disgusted by
I'm
that?
Just telling, it could make that experience
that.
Could make it could make their relationship like bonding or.
Yeah, but what if that person becomes
you know,
like
you go through trauma,
right?
Go through like a survive whatever. And then they always fall in love in the movies. Like, it could be that.
Yeah, but if the person doesn't appreciate the magnitude of the event.
How can you not appreciate being in a World Series game?
I don't know. Sean just brought up the person's not really into it.
When you guys meet my wife, you'll understand that. I took a call last night from
a
guy.
She went to a Mets game by herself. Well, I mean, without you.
With her friends, though. And I think it took her 6 innings to even realize where she was. I took a call last night from a guy who, when the Yankees and Dodgers played in 81, he was 10 years old. His dad took him.
Right.
He's taking his dad now.
That's awesome.
How cool is that? So take your parents. Nobody loves you like your mama. Pay your parents back.
Take somebody who would appreciate it. And if that's your parents, great. If that's someone you're in love with, great. But if someone you're in love with or hanging out with or dating or trying to hook up with is indifferent to it, you can't waste the golden ticket on that. Mm. This is a golden ticket. This is the World Series. We don't know how often it's going to come around. But hey, good luck. 5 o'clock hour, you'll get another chance to do it. Also, a little bit later on, I don't know what's going on with me. Maybe it's the election season. I have another conspiracy theory that's going to blow your brains out. That you're going to be like, holy crap, Evan's right. This is about the World Series. This is about Yankees Dodgers. And it is all backed up with facts and research.
So yesterday it was the Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft.
Yeah, they have a secret deal and Bill's going to go back and coach the Patriots.
Yes.
Yeah, I unveiled that. You can listen to yesterday's podcast to hear all about
and
that.
And this is a new one that you have.
This is a brand new one. But again, like, sometimes I hate to use the word conspiracy because I think people assume, well, that just means some weird made up thing that's like no way true.
Right.
But sometimes they are true. You just can't see it. So this is about this series and what Major League Baseball is trying to accomplish in this 7-game series. I will unveil that to you coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll also get into the Jets and what they've got to do to beat the New England Patriots. But let's get back to some of your phone calls. Excited Yankee fans, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Mark in Blooming Grove, New York. How are you, Mark?
Great, Evan. Great show. Thank you very much for taking my call.
We appreciate it.
The use of Nestor Cortez, Nasty Nestor,
yes.
I personally, I would leave him in a role that he's kind of accustomed to. When he got taken out of the rotation early in September this year before he got hurt, there was a game, I think he got the Cubs. No, they're not the Dodgers, obviously, but they started with the righty. Mm-hmm. He went like 4 1/3, Schmidt, mm-hmm. and then Nestor came in and completed the rest of that game.
4 1/3 no-hit innings that day, yes.
I think that would be – because now you're saving your pen in game three, maybe. I'm not saying you're going to go all 9 with those two pitches, but you're now resetting your bullpen to set up. I think that would be the perfect slot for Schmidt and really for Cortes to really, you know, give us like, you know, 10, 12 outs of some sort in game three if that would work out.
Here's the issue with that. It's a great idea, by the way, and it's a good reference. That was the first Friday of the football season. I think that was an afternoon game, or maybe it was Saturday. It was Friday or Saturday of that series in Chicago where Nestor Cortes followed up a shorter outing from the returning Clark Schmidt and eventually Luis Gil. I don't think Nestor Cortes is, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't think he's thrown enough to where he'll be able to deliver that many outs. He got 17 outs that day, or 13 outs that day, I should say. That's a lot. He pitched 4 1/3 innings. And I don't think, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not extended.
Lengthened it? Like,
lengthened!
Right.
Yeah!
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Hey, words escape me sometimes, right, man. They escape me. He hasn't been lengthened to that point because of the time that he's missed. I think what's more realistic about Nestor is him getting 5 outs, 4 outs, 3 outs, kind of in that range. I don't think he's going to be that long of a reliever. If he's pitching well in a game, would I consider trying to expand it batter to batter? Sure, why not? If a guy's pitching well, you keep him in until he finally gives you signs that it's about to go. But I don't necessarily think Cortes is going to be available to throw as much as that.
Well, I mean, after he's told us earlier in the week that if I got to sit out a season and my arm falls off because of the flexor strain issue that he's had or whatever it is he's going on right in his arm, we knew then, I think this happened on Tuesday because you were out sick, he's not going to be the starter. He's just going to be in a bullpen role. But how long does that last and how repeatable is it?
Well,
if he's got an issue that could put him out for the season and he already knows it, how many innings is he going to be?
Well, remember, he hasn't pitched since September 18th. So you're looking at a month plus since he's pitched in a real baseball game. Not live BPs, like a real baseball game. So in terms of back-to-backs, I have no idea. I think Nestor Cortes is just another lefty out of the bullpen. Mm. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, it's not. But just how often are you going to be able to use him? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think it's a day-to-day thing to see how he feels. Like, could
Isn't
he pitch?
That risky, though?
I mean, it's the World Series, bro. What are you waiting for?
Nothing, but I'm just saying. If you say he pitches, Garrett Cole gets, not beat up, but just say he gets taxed. He gets to 92 pitches in 4 innings, and they got to pull him early in this game one. And, let's throw in Nestor because the lefty makes sense. And when can you use him again? Saturday?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're waiting until game five? Like, when are you using him again?
It's not something like, I know he's pitched in the bullpen in his career, but I don't think he has a lot of experience pitching on back-to-backs.
I'm not even talking about his experience. I'm talking about his health, like his current health.
They don't care about his health. It's just about winning right now, buddy.
I know I don't care, and I know he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. That's why I say it.
But, like, how effective is he going to be?
Well, effectiveness is all that matters, and I think it's a day, honestly, it's so tough to answer because it's a day-to-day thing.
Yeah.
Like, will they use him tonight? Probably not because they have a very well-rested bullpen. Mm-hmm. So I think you're going to see your Tim Hills and your Tommy Canelys. And I mentioned Tommy Canely because Tommy Canely's a righty who gets lefties out. Like, that's just his pitch arsenal. So he's a righty-lefty specialist in a weird way, if you want to call him that.
Yeah.
So will we see Nestor today? I'd almost lean towards no because your bullpen's fresh. But I think the likeliest time we'll see him is in those middle three games at Yankee Stadium. And, you know, can he pitch on a back-to-back? How often can he pitch? Who the hell knows? I just don't think him being a long reliever, 4 innings, like our last caller described, is very realistic. But he's another weapon.
Yeah.
Look, I mentioned this earlier. Most pitchers don't go third time around, okay? So there's a third time around, there's a fourth time around in which relief pitchers, in all likelihood, are getting those guys out. That happens twice in a game. There's 7 games, maybe 7. Mm-hmm. That's 14 times you're going to have to find someone to get Mookie Betts out. Maybe Nestor Cortes is a guy once or twice who can do that. And the once or twice he does that saves Clay Holmes from doing it an extra time.
Or
saves Luke Weaver an extra time from doing it. So there's value in every at-bat and every game. That's the beauty of the postseason. You can think about this in the regular season, but then you remember, it's 162. You got to think big picture. Their big picture is this is a seven-game series, and this may be your only time here. So you better take advantage of it.